Squeeze Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeeze Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, faithful Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Bumper Holiday Squiz on the topic of Easter. I'm Bryce Corbett. All year in the Squiz Kids Daily Podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. And at the end of every week, we've tested how much you've retained in the Kids vs. Adults weekly news Squiz. But now, because it's the holidays, we're presenting a series of bumper kids versus adults quizzes on a bunch of fun topics to see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, we've got all this week's birthday shoutouts and all the shoutouts for the weekend ahead, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. Here's how this quiz works. 10 questions for kids about Easter, then 10 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy peasy. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 10 questions. Question number one. Let's ease you in with an easy one. What do we call the lovely hot raisin buns that are traditionally served at Easter? Yeah, that's right, they're called hot cross buns. Question number two, true or false? The cross on top of hot cross buns is there as a symbol of the Christian celebration of Easter, signifying the cross that Jesus died on. Yep, that's right, the answer is true. Question number three, turning to matters chocolatey, what's the name of the man who owns the chocolate factory in the Roald Dahl classic book and movie, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Did you get the answer? Yeah, of course, the owner of the chocolate factory is Willy Wonka. Question number four. The Friday before Easter Sunday, as in today, is called what? Yeah, of course, it's Good Friday. Question number five. Not strictly Easter related, but it has a rabbit in it. Which film series, based on a Beatrix Potter book, follows the adventures of a very naughty rabbit who's always breaking into Farmer McGregor's vegetable garden and almost getting caught? Yeah, that's right, it's Peter Rabbit. Question number six. Again, not strictly Easter related, but it also has a rabbit in it. Name the animated film that stars Judy Hopps as a trainee country cop in the big city who teams up with a wily fox called Nick Wilde to solve a mystery. And I'll give you a hint. The first syllable is zoo. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about Zootopia. Question number seven. Instead of the Easter Bunny, here in Australia we sometimes see the Easter what, based on a super cute native Australian marsupial. Yeah, of course, it's the Easter Bilby. Question number eight. Chocolate, which you're probably going to eat a lot of this weekend, comes from the seeds of which tree, often grown in South America and Africa? Is it A, the banyan tree, B, the cacao tree, or C, the Christmas tree? Did you say C, the Christmas tree? Well, you'd be wrong. It's B, the cacao tree. Question number nine. A fancy hat worn at Easter and often in parades at school is called an Easter what? Yeah, that's right. It's an Easter bonnet. Question number 10. Finish this popular Easter song, which maybe you've played on a recorder. Hot cross buns, hot cross buns. Yep, well done if you said one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. Yeah! How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of five? Do you reckon you're going to beat the adults? Ha! Yeah, I reckon so too.
Q&A call out.
Now, before we jump into the adults' questions, just a reminder to all the kids listening to get your questions in for Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who's agreed to take the Squiz Kids hot seat and submit himself to a Squiz Kids Q&A. Yes, that's right. The man whose job it is to decide how Australia spends the money it has agreed to sit down and take your questions as he prepares to deliver something called the federal budget. So, what does a treasurer actually do? How does he decide how to spend the country's money? What's his favourite hip-hop band? And why does he let his daughter Annabelle paint his toenails before he goes to Canberra? So many important questions. And a big thanks to all the kids and classrooms who have sent in questions already. They're awesome. If you'd like to hear your voice on the podcast, asking the treasurer a question or two, get your skates on. You've got until next Friday to send your questions to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Okay, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up that old grey matter of yours because here we go. Question number one. According to the Bible, who was the first person to see Jesus after his resurrection? Yep, well done if you said Mary Magdalene. Question number two. How many days is Lent, the period where devout Christians give up something they love? It is in fact 40 days. Question number three. True or false? In Switzerland, Easter eggs aren't delivered by the Easter Bunny, but by a cuckoo instead. Yep, it's true. Question number four. In the Christian calendar, the day before Ash Wednesday, when pancakes are traditionally made, is called what? Yes, of course, it is in fact Shrove Tuesday. Question number five. Easter Island, in the middle of the Pacific Island, is famous for its enormous stone heads carved by the Rapa Nui people. Which South American country does Easter Island belong to? Yeah, all right, not strictly an Easter question, but kind of, sort of. It belongs, of course, to Chile. Question number six, true or false? Easter Island was so named when discovered by Danish explorer Jacob Roggeveen because he sailed upon it on Easter Sunday in 1722. Well done if you said true. Question number seven. In the kids' movie Rise of the Guardians, the Easter Bunny is voiced by which famous Aussie actor? Yeah, that's right, it's Hugh Jackman. Question number eight. Finish the next line of lyric in this popular Easter song. Here comes Peter Cottontail. Yeah, well done if you said hopping down the bunny trail. Question number nine. True or false? The Easter Bunny is believed to have its origins in Germany with an egg-laying hare called the Osterhase. Well done if you said true. And if you don't believe me, have a listen to the recent Squiz Kids shortcut on Easter. Question number 10. Here's one for the truly pious among you. How many stations of the cross are there? There are, in fact, 14. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this Easter? Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
shoutouts.
It's Friday, March 29. As well as being Good Friday, today is Piano Day. Why? Because today is the 88th day of the year, and the piano has 88 keys. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And there's quite a few of you, so let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it's a happy happy birthday today to Elise from Unanderra, Pepper from Northcote, Verona from North Willoughby, Oliver from West Pennant Hills, Oscar from North Perth, and Naily from Waiyee. And celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend are Jack from Bond Beach, Samuel from Mount Isa, Jessica from Yass, Sebastian from Lilydale, Lincoln from Goodna, Ari from Williamstown, Gus from Wagga Wagga, Ryan from Castle Crag, Edward from Lura, Edie from Yapoon, Bailey from French's Forest, and Charlie from Preston. Happy birthday, one and all. Don't forget, if you want a birthday shout out, fill out the form on our website or drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Christy will be back next Friday with a bumper quiz on great women in history. But if you can't wait that long, jump on into our back catalogue where you'll find a heap of holiday quizzes from years gone by. Just make sure you subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app. This is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent Easter. Over and out.